Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. You know the mantra by now, 51551, wash your hands. Joe at rt.ie in 1850. 715-815. A health warning, as I say, before the first item on Liveline today, especially if you have younger children. I won't even give an age. They'd have to be older than teenagers to be able to understand this, and you'd have to be willing to have a discussion with them afterwards. This is a letter, no parent, I think. It's a communication we got forced to Liveline from this parent, and she was so upset about what she was revealing that she... Didn't wish to go on air, but she did wish for her letter to be read out. This is the letter.
Dear Joe, I have written and deleted and rewritten numerous times the start of this email, and every time I feel so ashamed, embarrassed, and totally useless as a mother. I don't know how to cope. I am now sitting on my own. It's late at night. I'm having a glass of wine and I'm wondering where I should go from here. I'm middle-aged, from a good family. I'm in a loving relationship with a caring partner, a beautiful daughter and loving friends all round. I'm so lucky in so many ways. Our lives are very privileged. But my heart has been ripped to shreds from what I have just discovered. My beautiful daughter, in her early years, not yet a teenager, has been in contact with men, recording videos of herself in a sexual nature. The conversations seem to be with adults. There are other male names. These people are educating her in sexual aspects, asking her to look up certain positions on YouTube and perform them on Snapchat. I'm not saying that my daughter is innocent. After all, she is posting and recording, but she is naive. She is a good, kind and loving child. And that's my heartache. She's a child. I don't know what to do or where to turn to. As a mother, I'm responsible for my children. But when your responsibility becomes fear and the unknown, what do I do? I have no one to talk to. If her father knew. Firstly, he would blame me for letting her have these apps and games, and then God only knows, he's a conservative person. I feel maybe I should go to the guards, but I know most of them in the station and they have kids who are friends with my girl. It all feels so impossible. Please, I am not looking for a barrage of abuse or sympathy as to the care of my child. So far, I have been a good mother. We've had good times and I've been there for her. Not knowing how to deal with this situation, it's like an admittance of failure. I'm just looking for a little guidance as I'm scared of what's going to happen.
And as I say, that's the letter that we got and the communication. We've been talking to that woman a lot lately about her dilemma. And as she says, it reads like something that I remember happening in a TV drama recently, where a mother discovers that her daughter, who she believes to be good and is good, is involved in this type of activity. But she was, in that case, the TV drama, she was doing it for money. But anyway, as this mother says, I am looking for guidance. I don't want sympathy and I don't want abuse. I don't think she'd get abuse at all. I think she gets sympathy. I'm looking for a little guidance, as I am scared what will happen. I presume the guidance would come from some other parents who've had a similar experience, and how you confront it and how you deal with it and how you knock it down, basically. But anyway, 1850 715 815, Joe at rt.ie and 51551, wash your hands, as they say.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Back to the letter which we read out at the start of the programme from the mother of a preteen, a young girl who is engaged in sexual communication videos with men. She presumes older men. Carmel, good afternoon. And she was looking for guidance. Your point, please, Carmel.
Yes, hi, Joe. I was very sad for that little mother. And all I want to say is I would encourage that mother to go to the police, local police station. Mm. These are very skilled, professional people. Handle her with great sensitivity. And she has to rescue her little child, her daughter, you know. Yeah. And if her husband is approachable or a reasonable person, to bring him on board. This is not a big problem at all, but if she deals with it herself and tries to hope it will go away, it won't happen. But if she brings people on board, they are well able to trace these people and deal with it.
But I think at one stage, didn't it? The mother say that all the local Gardaí know her and all the local Gardaí...
But sure, Joe, isn't this... Who's more important?
Yeah, okay.
This is not a big shame. This is a problem of our times. Children are not safe in their bedrooms anymore, don't we? Hear it every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Children are not safe. I used to put mine to bed years ago, and once they were in bed, you'd thank God that they're in and they're safe. That's not so anymore, Joe. They're open up to the big evil world that's out there. On those screens.
So as far as you're concerned, Carmel, and a lot of people, I think, listening or looking at the reaction, it's the men who are encouraging this preteen young girl to make these sexual videos.
Shocking,
it's they
Joe.
That should be
shocking,
collared.
But the police will deal with them.
Okay.
This mother should take no shame or be afraid of nobody. The police will trace these. This is a sick, evil setup. It's rampant, you know.
Okay, stay with us, Carmen. Carmen, just listen to this letter. We got this contact since the opening of the program from a father who wanted to remain anonymous but did want to get his point across, and here it is.
You are a great mother. Your daughter is a beautiful child, and the only way to describe and view your daughter in this situation is as an innocent victim. She has been groomed, and this has been done to her by others. She is a completely innocent victim. When you see your daughter as a victim, you and hopefully your partner can both approach the issue through the lens of supporting her as a victim, just as you would if she was attacked in the playground or street. In this instance, she has been attacked online. One of our children became addicted to watching pornography as a preteen. When we discovered it, our initial reaction was one of rage at him for his behaviour, and then at ourselves for letting him have a device, then at ourselves for not being there for him, with him more, as he accessed online platforms through these new devices. We sat and discussed it, and then we came to the realisation that he was in fact victim of a very sophisticated industry. Next day, we called parentline.ie 1-890-927-277. For initial confidential support and guidance. I'd recommend that as a first step in helping you work through this and as you work this out. And you will work it out, and it will strengthen your relationship with your daughter for the many further trials she will certainly face growing up. Anonymous.
And as I say, that was Richie reading it out. It was Richie who was talking to the man who sent it in to us. Carmel, that man is in many ways supporting what you're saying.
Yes, Joe. Yeah, that's powerful and that's great. But I would even today, because I can see that mother is very troubled, you know, and she feels hopeless and helpless.
But she's going through the same phase that man went through, where we were blaming ourselves. Why did we give him the devices? Why were we not there? Were we not vigilant?
This is where she has to take it back. Trust her own daughter. Trust her own motherly instincts. But I would go even today, if I was her, I'd go to the local police station, tell them my story. I mean, they know where to... They put her straight away in touch with professionals.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this just needs... She just...
So you're saying, Carmel, as well, I'm. Can I put it this way? You're saying that mother will get a lot more sympathy than she believes, because she doesn't believe she'll get sympathy. She feels guilty as well. But you're saying the reason she'll get sympathy is so many parents feel they're before the grace of God go I.
Amen. That's the truth, Joe. I mean, this is our modern-day problems. As I said, when children are in their bedrooms now, they're not safe. And people feel, how can I enter in? And it's her private space. But that day is gone, Joe. There's too much. They're opened up to too much, and there's too much evil out there. So that mother needs to stand firm and strong and know that every reasonable, normal, good mother and father in the country will be by her side. And the first one, that's where we have our police. And they're good, caring people. And just go to her local police station and tell them.
Okay, Pauline O'Donovan, your point, please. You're listening to Carmel and to those letters.
Well, I echo what Carmel said about going to the Gardaí.
Okay.
Because I was in the Garda Reserve and I saw how the full-time Gardaí worked. And they are professional.
Okay.
They are trained and kind.
And sensitive, yeah.
Yeah, sensitive, yes.
Yeah, and supportive.
Yes.
So the other worry is Pauline, about the image. The images, the video images, the film images. Where are they going?
All around the world. The dark web. Whenever they catch a pervert and they go through his electronic stuff, his computers, his storage keys, they don't have a few photographs. They have thousands. Mm. And I don't want to remind people, well, maybe people should think of Anna Kriegel. You know,
when
people know the story, they should know the story. And parents should not be giving children smartphones.
What you're saying about Anna Kriegel is that the I know, at least but one of the two boys was engaging in
one boy was.
Yeah.
And he was given a device, I think a smartphone, at the age of 11.
Whereas Anna now is totally, I know you.
I know, but I'm
Anna
just
was
saying,
totally innocent in everything. Oh, to do
God,
with that.
Yes.
Absolutely. No, but you're right. One of those boys was watching hardcore porn, apparently.
Yeah.
From
and there's also a Vietnamese girl who met a young fella online. He told her he was 20. He was only 15.
She
met. You know that
and
story.
He tried to kill her. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Okay, Carmel and Pauline, very distressing stuff. Thank you both for contacting us on 1850 715 815.